BigShow.com.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Remember last Friday when we spoke with Bree and she was in a 911 situation?
Well, okay, so she has really brightly colored hair. And her sister said, hey, I want you to dye it to more of your natural color for the wedding pictures. She was pretty adamant about it. Even made an appointment at a stylist that she was paying for her on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, and yeah, Bree kind of just runs it down here.
She asked me to dye it like a more quote-unquote normal color so that, you know, like I wouldn't stand out too much.
Yeah, and take the focus away from her sister on her big day. So many people had so many opinions on this.
I mean, just within the first 2 hours of us even putting this out there on Facebook, like 11,000 people had seen it, over 230 comments already. Yeah. I mean, people had opinions on this situation, most of which were like, don't do it. Don't change your hair color. Don't change who you are for your sister for one day. Like, she should love you the way you are.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people suggested get a wig.
Yes.
Like, for instance, Amber said, absolutely not wear a wig. One of my bridesmaids has bright pink hair, and I'm so excited to see how gorgeous my wedding photos will be. I would never ask anyone to change who they are for my wedding day. And you aren't even in the bridal party. I encourage all of my bridal party to be themselves, as unique as they may be. We wish that, you know, her sister felt like that. But the good compromise seemed to be the majority of people said, wear a wig.
Yeah. And I mean, there were a lot of passionate people. Like, you know, Amanda had talked to us and, you know, she has brightly colored hair.
I currently have teal, green and purple highlights in my hair. And I work at a bank and nobody gives a crap what my hair looks like. And her sister shouldn't either.
Yeah. I mean, so there were so many people who were on the, hey, don't change. Now, I don't want to say that everybody felt that way. There were a lot of people that also said, look, let's not upset the bride. It's about her, you know, and if you can do this little thing, and, you know, hair is hair. It grows back. It does, you know, you can recolor it, whatever.
Well, that said, Erin was a stylist, and she said you could really damage your hair if you do this because, mm-hmm. you know, knowing that she would want to change and bring the color back after she dyes to the natural color, and she didn't want that to happen either. The bottom line is, though, is preserving the relationship with her sister, making her happy on her wedding day, mm-hmm. and keeping the relationship intact. So what's the happy medium?
Okay, so I'm going to get Bree back on the phone because we asked and she agreed to update us today with...
I'm nervous.
You know, yes, it's like the Monday after.
Ah. I got to grab some snacks. I feel like
I know.
I need to emotionally eat.
All right, so give us a few minutes. We'll get Bree on the phone and we'll have the update for you. What happened? What she decided to do? Any drama that happened maybe at the wedding, all that coming up on 99.7 DJX.
Ben and Kelly Show. When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so we have Bree on the phone. Good morning, Bree.
Good morning.
Okay, so big weekend. Your sister had a wedding.
Man.
Yeah, and...
Yes, she did.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Okay, all right. So, you know, I listened to and read all the comments, mm-hmm. and, like, man, you know, brutal in brutal honesty.
yeah.
So I decided to take the suggestion to wear a wig.
Oh, good, 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 good. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, well... I mean, I love my sister, and I wanted to make her happy,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't want to totally, you know, cave to what she wanted me to do, and I thought this was, like, a perfect happy medium, right?
Smart. Yeah. Smart.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So,
oh.
I found, like, an amazing, natural-looking, like, honey brown human hair wig,
mm-hmm.
kind of, like, similar to my actual hair texture and length and stuff.
Okay. A little bit different than your natural color, but I get that. That's cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, but it just was, it worked flawlessly.
Yeah,
and
good.
So, like, her big day went off without, like, even a hitch, mm-hmm. and she was glowing. The pictures are going to be fantastic, but...
Oh, the end, wow. There's always a but. There's always a but.
Oh, my God. So, at the end of the reception, after nearly, like, everybody had left, and my family and I were helping to tidy up. I took the, so my sister.
Did you take the wig off? Out.
Yes. And that was like a super big mistake because my sister freaked out.
Uh-oh.
She got all mad, like saying that I violated her trust and that like for the rest of her life, when she looks at her wedding pictures of the family together or of me in the background, she'll know that there's a blue and purple hairdo under there and it will infuriate her.
Oh, no.
Seriously? Man. I don't see any problem with what I did.
Right.
There isn't one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to change my hair color for one day in her life. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? Like, and I even invested in a hair piece specifically meant to give her peace of mind.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that.
Right? So, I mean, I didn't tell her beforehand because everyone was so busy. It
sure.
was, like, super chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I figured as long as I showed up with normal hair, it should have been fine.
Yes.
She even told me how beautiful I looked and thanked me for my sacrifice.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? But, like, as soon as she found out it's a wig, she's, like, so mad.
Oh.
I mean, so I'm just wondering, am I in the wrong here? Did I
no.
owe it to my sister to actually color my hair for her wedding?
Well, first of all, I think, I don't know your sister, but can we maybe chalk this up to just the nerves of the wedding? She was already hyper emotional because of the day. Things were happening all around her. And maybe, just maybe, she will, I gotta think she'll get over this.
Jeez, I mean, I would hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, of all the crimes to commit.
Right. True.
Right?
Right. So, well, I mean, Bree, at least you have what? I'm assuming a week or so while she's on her honeymoon, I'm assuming, where you can kind
yeah.
of gather your thoughts. And maybe the honeymoon will allow her to kind of cool off and think about the situation more rationally. But Bree, I don't think you were wrong. I think you did right by her wedding, by giving her something that's not taking the attention away from her, you know, in pictures. And yeah. So I don't know. I know that there are plenty of other people that want to chime in too. But Bree, appreciate the follow up and thank you.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Bree.
Oh, man, people are not being kind to the sister. I mean, it's just, yes, it kind of seems like you can't please her because, I mean, Bree came up with a perfect compromise, a sacrifice she did make for her sister. Her sister said she looked beautiful. And so I don't understand why she's mad that she didn't go through all of the stress on her hair of actually dyeing it. Like, her sister should have thought, hey, that's really clever. Thank you. High five.
I'm going to stick with my thought that time is going to heal this wound.
I hope so.
And maybe her new husband is going to show her a great time on her honeymoon and uh-huh. she's going to forget about all this crazy drama about hair. About hair.
You know what? And I feel like we need to go back to the original Facebook post where Tammy kind of chimed in. And I think she needs to screenshot that and send it to her sister and give her some perspective. Because I think sis, the bride, needs some perspective. Like, be happy you have your sister.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what Tammy went through, losing all of her hair with chemo and fighting cancer and all that stuff. Like Bree said, of all the crimes to commit.
Yep.
She did make a sacrifice. She did what her sister wanted. She had a normal looking hairstyle and normal color for her picture. The fact that it wasn't permanent should not matter.
Which for Bree, I would imagine is a huge shot to her identity because she even said, she was like, you know, that's kind of my thing is my hair.
That's who I am. That's me. And she should love me for me.
Right. And so what we're not taking into consideration because her sister's commanding all of it is Bree's feelings about taking a look at those same pictures and
yes.
knowing this isn't me.
Yes. Mm. And she needs to point that out yeah. when they next speak. I mean, sis needs some serious perspective.
Group therapy, always an interesting one. So we'll have to stay in touch with Bree and just see what happens with that. But yeah, you can listen to the original call and all the comments.
Thank you to everybody blowing up the text line. Like, we see all of you and we get it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, everybody's saying pretty much the same thing. So, I mean, yeah, we get it. But thank you. And that is group therapy.